I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatulain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also... have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. You cannot change an old leopard spot, because that's over the time of actually changing. And I do believe that sometimes in life that happens with human beings as well. And old habits are very hard to die. When something turns into your addiction, then trying to change it and perhaps to bring a new perspective, to open a new window in front of those people who are addicted to something, is going to be very difficult. That's why they keep insisting, like Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, if you consider, or even your teachers, the older ones, they all try to tell you to seize the opportunity of youth in order to change all the behaviors that you think are bad, or that other people are telling you that they are bad. Because by time, just as time goes by, it would turn into an addiction, which is going to be very hard to be wiped out. The same thing happens about all the, since we're talking about all the human beings, but then in here specifically Muslim ladies, sometimes they deal with a man who is already addicted to a bad behavior. So in this occasion, how would I deal with it?
First of all, let's get to it. Addiction, which is also called substance use disorder. It is a disease that affects a person's brain and his behavior, and leads to an inability to control the use of a legal or illegal substance, you know, drug, medicine. So, like, there are substances like, you know, alcohol and nicotine or other products. When a person gets addicted to these things and continues to use them despite the harm it causes, we call it addiction. But nowadays, like, we don't have just this substance use addiction only. We have other forms of substance use disorder, like in the form of a social media addiction, I would
exactly.
say.
Exactly. And yeah? The other forms as well.
Yeah, other platforms, anything that
like
seems to be going out
too
of your
much,
control.
Like, you know, it's gaming too much.
Exactly. Like, so to be very simple, something you know already that is going to harm me and you still cannot control it, still you cannot let it go, is a kind of addiction. So, like, behaviors.
And by the way, just as a side note, this addiction happens because of the there is a hormone that is going to be released after the use of that very special substance,
yeah.
Like be it something
anything.
like anything, like I said, like gaming, for example.
Yeah.
After playing, that hormone is going to be released. That's why they're going to be addicted to that kind of
right.
Playing too much
excessively.
That's
a scientific reason why
yeah.
that happens. So the studies also suggest that a person's risk of becoming addicted is partly genetic. We hardly go towards this.
So you should see if that runs in your blood or not.
Yeah. So like we have to be very careful. Like it's not just about me. It sometimes, you know, goes to your generations.
So this is the scientific aspect. What addiction is for anyone, like male and female. But since we're talking to ladies and we are helping them how to deal with the problems they face, that's why we're addressing the discussion from this perspective.
To deal with any problem, we always go
with any habit.
With any bad habit, we want to cure, basically. We always go back to its root causes, what may have caused, what may have led, or other factors behind it. So, yeah, I think we got to be looking for those. So there are lots of
reasons. First of all, is there any hope?
Inshallah, there's always a hope. We say in Urdu, "Umid pe dunya qayam hai," which means that the
world is based on hope.
Umid and hope. Yeah,
is it structured based on hope.
Yeah, so yeah. We are hopeful.
Yeah, hope is the last thing that dies.
Yeah, so there are lots of reasons why addictions begin. In case of like the drugs, the nicotine, these substances affect a person the way he feels, both physically and mentally, as we discussed already. Mm-hmm. These feelings can be, they can create again a powerful urge to use the substance again. Also, like, for example, you talked about gaming. It gives a similar mental high after a win. You know?
Wow.
And followed by that strong urge to try again, recreate that feeling. And that can develop into a habit which becomes very hard to stop. So being addicted to something means that not having it causes a withdrawal symptoms or come down. So because this is very unpleasant, it's easier to carry on having or doing what you crave for or what the cycle continues like. So an addiction gets out of control because, a person needs more and more to satisfy a craving and to achieve a high.
Mm-hmm. Because after a certain time, now this is very interesting. Now, there are many people who do believe that, okay, I'm smoking only one or two cigarettes a day, but that's not going to end up like this. Because after a certain time, it's not the satisfaction that you're looking for. It's more of it.
Exactly. And then, you know, they will also give you the reason that we're using it as a coping mechanism to deal with stress.
Well, yeah.
Right?
That's the very common thing they would say.
Anxiety, depression, like any, you just talk to anyone who just has a lot of cigarettes. They would say, like, it's a coping mechanism to deal with the depression.
Exactly. Yeah, there are other ways to deal with depression as well.
Yeah, stress relief. So another thing is emotional regulation. Like some individuals may use these things to numb that emotional pain. There's this behavioral conditioning that we don't know about much. It's like repeated use leads to conditioning where the brain begins to associate certain situations, environments, or emotions with the use of these things. So
how to break the cycle is going to be the main concern of our discussion. But before that, we have to go for a break and then we come back to see what's more with the breaking of the cycle of addiction.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Women, we have always said that they are the engine of the families and they're the regulators and they are the ones who've got the ability and the power to change the destiny of a family and a nation, of course. You're listening to Muslim Lady and in today's episode, we are addressing one of the problems that many women out there are dealing with and they're facing in their life. And this encounterance with addiction, for example, like there are many women out there among our friends, among the relatives that you would hear, they've got these objections of, okay, my husband does smoking a lot, and that would have some side effects on their health. And then also some others would say that he actually goes for gaming too much in an excessive way that seems to be very dangerous. And there are a lot of other forms of objections. But the thing is that if someone like that comes to you, how they would actually help them, how you would give them ways to get out of this cycle?
You know, in my own family as well, whenever we have had any problems, because we are humans, we are not perfect beings.
Exactly.
So whenever we have had any problems with each other, I think the best way to deal with any of it was to communicate directly. But timing was very important.
Yeah.
The timing of that communication was very important. So when you talk, I think you should talk about, for example, a Muslim lady, first of all, should talk about what is a Muslim? Who do you call a Muslim? You know, the word Muslim, the word Islam, the word Salam, they all come from the root word Taslim, which means submit, to surrender. So if you're having that, you know, that a moral discussion in home, and you discuss with each other that what a Muslim means. A Muslim means that when you have a certain urge to do something so much, but then you submit. Submit to the will of God, right?
Yes.
When you're having those discussions, a person does, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you come to me one step, I will come towards you
exactly.
10 steps. So, yeah.
You must have that wish and want,
yes,
and eagerness
irada,
in you.
You know, the irada, the will.
Exactly,
when you have that will, things do change very fast. And you as a lady who is a motor, the engine of the house, you have to also look for the signs and symptoms, because it's not easy for you. A person will not come and tell you, I am addicted.
Exactly.
You have to recognize the signs and also the root causes. So we talked about causes, but you have to look for some signs.
And
for example,
acknowledge it for them.
Yes. For example, if you feel that any man in your family is facing problem at work, for example, he's frequently missing and he is having a sudden disinterest, or he has a drop in work performance, these could be the signs like something is wrong, really. So the lack of motivation, lack of energy, weight loss, weight gain, or the red eyes, you know, all these things tell us like the person gives less interest to the grooming, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these things. And I think you got to be having this discussion as well about haqqun nafs and haqqun nas, the right to self and the right to people. I'll give you one short example. There's this, we were in Kashmir and we visited a doctor, and our uncle told us that this doctor is very, very well known. He treated a woman like who went to so many countries, and she was not able to get treated, but he treated her. She came from a very long distance. So we asked what was the reason, and he was a lungs doctor, basically. So the lady was unable to digest food and other things. Then the doctor came to the root cause that her father has always been smoking at home.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the lady cannot eat food now or digest anything until and unless she does a passive smoking again. See?
Yeah.
So you're not someone who is smoking, for example, a cigarette, and you're used to it. You're just saying to your wife, it's the coping mechanism.
Yeah.
You're making them passively smoke at home. They are secondhand smokers.
Yeah.
And they suffer because of you. So this was a really interesting that how the doctor realized that she has been a passive smoker in a home. And now, until and unless there's not this passive smoke, she cannot digest the food properly.
Yeah, this picture is going to bring about depression.
Yes, and it's not just you. You will say like, it's about me, myself. No.
You're not alone in that home.
You're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone. Like I gave you a very clear example what happened with one lady. And this is a story of every house wherein there's any kind of addiction. People suffer because of you. Your family suffers because of you. And that is not something that's liked in Islam. We have something called as right
to
people.
So, first of all, it is negotiation.
Yeah.
Talking to them. Second of all, making them realize that something is terribly wrong. And they're wasting their time and their health, and not just their own health, the health of the other members of the family, for something that if they realize it and recognize how bad it is, they would have to do something for it.
Yeah, to cure it.
Yeah, to cure it. And I guess this would work for more than half of the story if they come to realize that something is wrong and they have to do something for it. And things are not going to change until you have this will and eagerness to change it all over. So I guess in this way, we have touched upon the why addiction and how to deal with it. And we gave you some clues. By the way, life would give you some other clues, but this was just all the time that Muslim Lady gave us to share some of them with you. This was all until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.